Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.
A few years ago, I was listening to a talk, and in this talk, the priest was describing how a Christian life should, how Christians should live their life. It was a very good talk, but at the end, he made a little mistake. The priest opened the floor for the questions and discussion. And there was one young lady in the group who was not happy, and she asked with a frustrated voice, "Well, what are we supposed to do? The way you describe how we should be is to be like a doormat, which is stepped over and on and all the time. Why can't we fight back against those who persecute us even in the smallest things?" And the priest replied with very calmly, and he said, "What is it that the gospel said in the gospel? Jesus Christ tells us, do not resist one who is evil. But if anyone strikes you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also." But then he continued with a little bit more strict voice, and he said, "I understand what you are saying. But if you look at Christ's life, you will see that during his ministry here on earth, he was treated even worse than that." I won't continue what the priest said, but isn't it true? Christ was not just a doormat to those who opposed him. He descended to save our souls. He took on our flesh. God became man. He was arrested, he was beaten, he was mocked and humiliated, he was crucified, he died, was buried, he rose from the dead, and he ascended. Jesus Christ did not do these things so we can have an easy and an extravagant life, so we don't have to suffer anymore. He did it to show us what is required of us. The early church understood this message very well. We have thousands of saints and martyrs who died horrible deaths just by saying, "I am a Christian," professing their faith to God and not bowing down to false idols. This past Thursday, we celebrated the feast of the 40 martyrs of Sebast, a beautiful example of to show us how we should carry our own personal cross. And I'll give you a very shortened story, but I hope you'll go home and research it. It's beautiful. There were 40 Roman soldiers who were Christians, and they were asked to renounce Christ so they can save their lives. They did not renounce him. So they were brought to a lake which they would have to enter. This is the place where they were supposed to die. It was winter. There was a severe frost. After a few minutes, they would die for sure. But they were also given an option. The other Roman soldiers also set up a bathhouse where, if they decided to renounce Christ, after they were dunked, they could go and warm up in a bathhouse and probably put on their Roman uniform once again. So when they were in the lake, one of them decided to go to the bathhouse, but when he made the dash for the house, no sooner he had stepped over the threshold and he fell down dead. The others remained in the freezing water. But the Lord sent consolation to the martyrs, future martyrs. Suddenly there was light, the ice melted, and the water in the lake became very warm. All the guards were asleep except one who was keeping watch. Looking at the lake, he saw that the radiant crowns had appeared over the heads of each martyr. The soldier counted those crowns and he counted 39 of them, realizing that soldier who left the lake, who fled, has lost his crown. The guard then woke up the other guards, took off his uniform, and said to them, "I am a Christian too." And he joined the future martyrs in the lake. Standing in the water, he prayed, "Lord God, I believe in you, in whom these soldiers believe. Add me to their number and make me worthy to suffer with your servants." And then the 40th crown appeared over his head. The next morning, the 40 martyrs who were still alive, but were supposed to be dead, the Roman soldiers took them out of the water and they were executed. We might think this is craziness. We might think, why didn't they just bow down to idols, lie, and pretend? We all know that life doesn't work that way. We receive our cross at our baptism, and we have a choice. We can despise the cross, or we can accept the cross, pick it up, carry it, and ascend it. By this action, we become crucified with Christ. We imitate Christ in our daily life. The choice is ours. We are free to do whatever we want. Thank God we do not have to die for our faith yet. But whether we like it or not, every day when we wake up, the cross stands right in front of us. And it's up to us to choose whether we carry it or not. And everybody has different cross to carry. The cross should not serve us as an annoyance, or the cross is unreasonable, but rather the cross should serve us as a tool for our sanctification. St. Anthony writes that it has been arranged by the Lord God that in His care for the salvation of our souls, each person in this life has a cross which he humbly carries to our Heavenly Father from his childhood. If we choose to accept the cross, whatever it might be, our sickness, our job, our co-workers, or anything that makes us frustrated or angry, or just something that makes our life very difficult, when we accept it, then the first step is to recognize that behind all of this trouble and pain is God trying to sanctify us and bring us closer to Him. Then the natural movement is to humbly accept it and seek how to resolve or how to bear the cross. It is not easy. This acceptance requires us to change our lifestyle. By picking up the cross, we begin to live a new life, a life with Christ. And we may make this firm decision, then other little decisions within our life throughout our each day will begin. We will begin to choose God rather than the world. Because of that, we will appear to our friends, our family, co-workers, as fool for Christ, crazy. The activities and the friends that were once fun will suddenly appear to us as places or people of great danger. Danger meaning that they will pull us away from holiness and hurt our soul and separate us from God. That's why this Sunday, Sunday of the veneration of the precious cross, is given to us mid-Lent to remind us that when Great Friday comes, when we see Christ being buried in the tomb, we should ask ourselves, "You've done all these things for me. How should I repay you, O Master?" My God, you died for me. The martyrs died. The saints died. following your example. And now, it's my turn to die to the world, to my sinful passions, so I too can receive martyr's crown and enter paradise. Nowadays, in today's age, we are pulled away and are being scattered in so many directions that we lose focus. And when the pain comes, we try to distract ourselves rather than seeing what is behind the pain. And always behind the pain is cross, that we distract ourselves from and refuse to pick it up. And because of that, we hurt so much more. Our life requires a little bit of foolishness and stubbornness. Those are one of the best tools for our spiritual life. So when you are on your way out today, venerate the cross. Give thanks to God for the cross or crosses that He has given you. And ask Him to even help you carry your cross that you carry right now. Glory to Jesus Christ.